Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin Daf Ayin Vav, picking up on the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Let's look at the Mishnah, Behema, if you have an animal, Shenechtu or Glam and Arkuva Lamata, that its back legs were cut, were severed from the joint and below, Share, it's still going to be kosher, it's not a trefa, but Arkuva Lamata, but it's Vabab, so it's going to be no good. V'chein Shini tells Tzumas HaGavim, also let's say the junction of sinews was Nita, was removed, it's going to be a problem. Nishvar Etzim, if the bone was, Nishvar was broken, and it goes through the skin, but it wasn't actually severed. That's just velo nechtach. Imro v'abasa kaim, if the majority of the flesh is still there. Rashi's mafarshim were on a base rov ova v'rov hakefil, the majority of the thickness and of the circumference. Shchitaso mitaharso. Then the shchit mitaharso, the shchita will matter it. The imla, but if the greater part of the flesh is not there, the ain't shchitaso mitaharso, the shchita will not mitar it. We're not talking about the rest of the animal, we're talking about only that particular part of it, whether there's going to be a problem with it itself. Okay. Zok de'elik gemar. Amar v'ilam rev... Rabchia. Lamata, when the Mishnah says below, Lamata Merakuva means below the joint, right below the joint. Lamaila means Lamaila Merakuva means immediately above the joint. So if the leg is severed anywhere below the joint, the animal is going to be fine. If it's above, the animal is going to be no good. Beza Kuva Amri, now which joint are we talking about? Because there's two joints. There's an upper joint and a lower joint. So which one are we referencing? Merakuva and Nimkeris and Merosh. It's talking about the joint that's literally sold with the head, meaning the lower joint of the leg. So the Mishnah is saying that if the leg is cut off below the lower joint, the animal is going to be fine, but if it's above that lower joint, then it's going to be a trefa. Ula amar Rabbi Yoshaya kenegdo begamal nikar. The Mishnah is talking about the joint who's keneged it in a camel, is going to be noticeable, and that means the upper joint. Much more noticeable in a camel, and that's what it's referencing over here, and that's the bone we're talking about. If it's above the patella, then that's going to be a problem. Below it, it's going to be fine. Armalei, that's a big difference there in my chlokas there. Armalei, ula le Rabbi Yehuda. Ula said to Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlam is didi, I mean, can I go to become a nika? Okay, makes sense according to me, who says that its counterpart of the camel is noticeable, meaning the upper joint. And it's coming to say that the animal is going to be good, even if it's the lower joint, right? Below the upper joint was cut, it's still going to be fine. And that's why it says afterwards that the leg was severed below the joint, it's going to be fit, but if it's above, it's unfit. The Mishnah is, when it says, and similar to the junction of sinews were removed, it's going to be no good. It's telling us that even though it's right before it said that the animal is good if its leg was severed below the joint, that applies only when it happened on the upper part of the bone, but in the amputation of the lower part, in the junction of sinews, is going to be a trefa, elididach. But according to you, it says that the Mishnah is talking about the lower joint and teaches in its first statement that if the leg was severed directly above this joint, which is the junction of sinews, the animal is going to be a trefa. What do you mean? It was already included in the previous din. Amalei, so he says, right, because the tzomas agilin is above the lower joint. Amalei says, Rechuva below tzomas agilin. The Mishnah's first din, what is the first teaching is telling that the animal is a trefa if the bone alone is cut, without injuring the Tzomas HaGidin. The Tzomas HaGidin below Rechuva. And then it teaches that the animal is also going to be trefa if the junction of sinews is removed without injuring the bone. I have a nechtechu katani. What do you mean? The Mishnah says that if its legs were severed above the joint, the animal is going to be no good. How can you explain this mean that the bone alone was cut by the junction of sinews was still there? Ishtik, he was quiet. Labasa tenafek amar. But then after Ula left, Rehuda said to himself, my time alo amri lay, why didn't I just tell him, lamata lamata min arkuva? Right, when the Mishnah says below, it means that if the leg was cut, was severed below the lower joint and the junction of sinews, then the animal's going to be fine. Lamaila means almost a gidin. When it says above, it means that if the leg was cut above both the lower joint and the junction of sinews, it's going to be a trefa. Not directly above the lower joint, but higher up where the sinews like start to do their tzomets over there, their junction. So it doesn't discuss the laws about at that part. And therefore, the Mishnah's next din may be understood as adding that the animal is also going to be no good if the leg was severed directly above the lower joint in the junction of sinews itself. Hadar Amar, after he said, no, it's good I didn't say that to him. didn't already give him an explanation that he knocked out, right? That the Mishnah's first talking about a case where the bone was cut without an injury to the sinews, and then a case of the where the sinews were removed without an injury to the bone. Va'amalin, he said back to me, "Lechtechu katani." It says it was cut, it was severed, and he knocked it out because it didn't fit with the simple explanation of the words. Achanam, if I would have told him that above the joint means well above the lower joint, beyond the Tzomas Agidin, he would have said back to me, "Minar kuva lemaila katani." But it says lekuva lemaila means it's right above it. Therefore, that wouldn't work out. So Ula wouldn't have accepted my answer. Papa Masiachi, Papa taught as follows. Amar Yudamarav Amarav Chia Lamato, and the Mishnah is below Lamata min Arkuva Umitsomas Agidin. What it means is, it means far below Lamata min Arkuva Umitsomas Agidin, far below the upper joint, the shank bone and the Tzomas Agidin. And Lamala, when it says above, Lamala min Arkuva Umitsomas Agidin, it means above the upper joint and the junction of sinews on the thigh bone. So the Mishnah is telling us that cutting the leg anywhere on what's known as the cannon bone or the hoof leaves the animal fine, and doing it anywhere on the thigh bone is going to make it no good. But didn't to talk about the law of the shank bone. That would be like the middle section. If any of you guys got pictures there, it starts on the very bottom is the hoof. And right above that is the cannon bone. And right above that, we have the joint, the arkuva tachtona. Right above that is the shoke, and that's that middle section which we're questioning here. Above that is the arkuva leona, the upper one, and then you have the thigh. So that middle section is a question. V'chein shenitel tzomas agidin, and then it says, and if the junction of sinews is removed, then it's going to be no good, telling us that with reference to the shank bone, severing it at the area, at the tzomas agidin is going to make it no good. But doing it somewhere else means above that, it's going to make it fine. Barkuva gufa kid'ula amar Rav Hoshaya. And according to the way we explain this, we view this when it says the joint itself goes going to ula, and it's talking about the upper joint. According to both ula and the second version of Yehuda, if the shank bone is cut at its bottom, at the Tzomas Agidin, the animal is a trefa. But if it's cut higher up than that, it's still going to be good. Does it make sense? That if one severs it higher up, it survives. But if you cut it lower down, it dies. This doesn't really fit so well. Are you comparing one trefa to another? Like, in other words, like, yeah, sure. What? Why are you shocked by that? You're like, if the lower part it's going to die, then the upper part is definitely going to die. Well, maybe not. Maybe the lower part will die, the higher part, who will survive? You can't say the trefus one's compared to the other. Because you can cut an animal in one place and it dies. Cut another place and it lives. So it must be that it doesn't make a difference. Now, which area exactly is the Tzomas Agidin? Is this junction of sinews? Yeah. Rabba Amar Ravashi Agarma Ulabar. It's talking about where they veer outwards away from the bone. They're going outwards. Rabba Barbahuna Amar Ravashi Da Agarma Ulagav. It's the area where they run inward and start clinging to the bone. They start getting closer. Only the area in which they hug the bone is its Tzomas Agidin. It starts technically what's called the tarsus, and it goes upward only until the point where they begin to fall out into the flesh. Rava Bere de Rabba Bar of Huna Amar de Ilave Arkuma. It's the entire area that's above the Arkum. It's a small bone in the tarsus. Rashi explains that it's a small etzem cut, it's a small bone that in the tarsus, that it's like a bridge between the cannon and the shank bones. Says Gemara, Yosef Ahu Merabanan Kamei Rabbi Abba Yosef Kamar is sitting and saying, Darkuma Gufa, the Arkum itself, is part of the area which is known as the Tzomas Agidin, the junction of sinews. Amar Le Rabbi Abba, Lo Tzitzaitzle, don't listen to him. No, he's being too machmir. Hachi Amar Yehuda, Heicha Depari Tabachi, the Tzomas Agidin starts at the point where the butchers start to cut the leg, start to flay the leg. When they want, they go to like start cutting it up. What they do is they start at the hind leg. They start making the cut right above the tarsus. Right? Okay. Behinu Rava Berei de Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi. And this is the same as the fish we said before. That's Rava Bar Rav Huna Bar Rava Berei de Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi. Yeah, it's the same point. Amar Vidamar Shmuel Tzomas Hagidin Shama. This something's going to be said. Makom Shagidin Tzomtzin is the place where the sinews are joined above the tarsus. They merge into like one single shtickle. Vat Kava, how far up does this go? Whew. Amar Lahu Ahumer Abanu Rabbi Yaakov Shemei. Ki Avin and Bei Rav Yehuda. Amar Lahu Ahumer Abanu Rabbi Yaakov Shemei. He said, Shimu Mini Milsa Demigavra Rabba Shmia Li Umanu Shmuel. Listen to me. I'm going to say something I heard from a great man. Who's that, Shmuel? Someone said, Gidin Shama, there's someone's going to be said, Makum Shagidin Somsin Bo. It's the place where the seniors are joined. And it goes up from the place where they're joined until the place where they start to split. Vikama, what's the difference between these two things? Amabai, arba bad batidei besora. It's four, Rashi says, arba, it's both. Four finger breaths in the case of an ox. Bedakamai, in the case of a small animal, like a sheep or a goat. Meh, how much is it? Mabai belite havut somasagidin, where the sinews stick out there. That's the somasagidin. Blie lo havut somasagidin, but where they're absorbed, there's a flesh. They're not that. Ashuve havut somasagidin, where they are hard. It's a somasagidin. Rakiche lo havut somasagidin, where they're soft. That's not called somasagidin. Alime havut somasagidin, where they're thick. That's a somasagidin. Ketine lo havut somasagidin, but where they're thin, that's not somasagidin. Chivre have a tzomus agidin, when they're white, they have a tzomus agidin. Lo chivre lo tzomus agidin, if not, they're not the tzomus agidin. They start to get darker and they become red after they go into the flesh. Beep, turn the page. I involve him a base. Mar baravashi amar kevan dezige, as long as they are pale, which is a slulin, like the vodim says, a little white, afal gav de lo chivre, even though they're not totally white, they're considered tzomus agidin. There's a lot of Simonim here. Let's check to see what exactly it is. There are three strains of the sinew by the Somas Agidin. Chada lima utrei ketina. One of them is thick and two of them are thin. If sik alima, the thick one is severed, as the rov binyan, then the majority of the structure of it is lost. Right? That is, the diameter of the thick sinew is greater than the two thin ones together. So once the thick one is cut, the majority of the thickness of all three of them has already been cut, says Rashi, and it's a trefa. If sekitine, if the two thin ones are cut, then azar minyan, then the majority of the numbers are gone, and therefore it's going to be trefa also, even though it's not rov, but it's rov minyan. Rashi says, shu'av mishteh, and became the azar ruba trefa, like that when we said before, fine. Teacher of Zid's din lakula. If sek alima, if the thick one was severed, Aika Rov Minyan. Okay, but you have Rov Minyan. And if the Kitine and the two thin ones were severed, Aika Rov Minyan, you have Rov Minyan. Therefore, either way you look at it, it's going to be kosher. It's a nice little makel way of looking at things over there. But also, in the case of a bird, then Shitsar Chute Havu. There are actually 16 strands of sinews that are by the Chuta. And if even one of them is cut, the animal is a trefa. Tosos explains because one single strand was cut, all the others are definitely going to tear as well. The bird is a trefa once the majority of a single one has been cut. Wow. This looks like there's a good picture in Uncle Art over here. I think like if anyone's ever caught up chicken or eating like a drumstick, then you could see like all those things popping out of the bottom there. Amir Marvarava, like these little like the things you can't really chew. They're not bones, but they're not the chicken itself and not the flesh. Amir Baravashi. Story time. I was standing in front of Abaye. I'm sorry. I was standing in front of Abba. And this is Mar by Rav Ashi saying, I was standing in front of my father, Rav Ashi. So Mar is standing in front of Rav Ashi. When a bird was a shiloh, was brought in front of him. Badak v'ashkach be'chameisai, and he checked if only 15 of the strands were good. There was one strand that was different thickness than the others. Nafse v'ashkach shrei. So he split it and found that it actually was two strands that were joined together. Therefore, he said, oh, it's actually kosher. Because right, you do have the, you had 16. I'm going to be done with that because look, there's only 15. No good. He says, no, there were 16, but two of them were connected with each other. So I'm going to say, Amru, Berubo. It's a trefa if you cover the rov. If the rove is cut, my rove. What does that mean? Rove echad mehem. It means the majority of one of them. That's enough to make it a trefa. Ki amisa kami the shmol. I remember I said in front of shmol. He said to me, michli tlasav. Let's see. There are three of them. Ki mifsa chad minayo legarme. Even one of them is totally cut. How you could trade? You have two that are still over there. Therefore, it's if only the greater part of it's cut, then it was still going to be good. Time to get a tray. The reason is because there's still two. I'll like a tray, low. But if there wouldn't be two, at least two there intact, then it's going to be no good. Upliga de Rabbanai, and this version disagrees with that of Rabbanai. Time Rabbanai, I'm a Shemol. It's almost like Gidin. I feel in the Shtarba Elekachutta Sarbal, even if there remains only as much as the thickness of the string of a cloak. The string used to attach a certain type of woolen cloak at the neck. Share it. Still going to be kosher. Even the greater part of all three of them are cut, as long as part of each of them is still attached, it's going to still be kosher. So clearly he's arguing him. Rashi says again, Asarvel shel tzemer, mamidim beit tzavar, v'chut kamo shanu osim beritzuos. V'ikadami, some say, so what my rubo, what does it mean? What does it mean, rubo? Majority of the greater part of the sinews, that's when you cut it, it's considered making a trefa. Rof kolachavecha, majority of each one of them. If less than that, it's cut, then the animal is still going to be okay. Kamisa kamid shmuel amilai, he said, michli, plus ahavi. Let's say there are three sinews in this area. So if 2/3, majority of each of them has been severed, ha'ika talasa, you still have. Ma'ika talasa the kolchad v'chad, you still have 1/3. Each one of them is still there. And that's enough to make that still not a trefa. Messiah leil Rabnai. This supports Rabnai. Dam Rabnai Amar Shmuel. Tzomas Agidin Shamu. This Tzomas Agidin. We said a few lo shtayim ba elik echut asarvel. Even if it's only even over the string of a string of a cloak. Ksheru. We say it's still going to be kosher. Kosher v'yosher. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. We saw that if Nishbar Etzem, the bone was broken, and the broken part goes through the skin, but it wasn't severed, then we say that if the majority of the flesh is still there, then it's going to be the Shechito will metaher this limb to be eaten. But if not, then it's not going to metaher it to be eaten. Right? That is, if the greater part of the flesh remains, it's still attached. It's a viable part of the animal. It's not called a middulda, like dangling. Therefore, you shecht it. It's going to make it that you can now go ahead and you can eat it, and everything's good and dandy. But if not, then the greater part of flesh is not there, so then it's not going to purify it. Right? Even if it's not going to make it a trefa, so that part of the animal's flesh is able to be eaten. The broken and protruding limb is going to be usher to be eaten, says the Gemara. For instance, Nishpar Esam Chulu, Amarav. Lamay Lamin Arkuva, if the break happens above the Arkuva, on the shink bone, where if it would be cut off, then it would make the animal trefa. Right, we're talking about the lower one over here. Then Imrova Basakayim, if the majority of the flesh is still there. The flesh and the hide covering the greater part of the bone at the point of the fracture. Like we'll see. Right, as Rashi explains, Nishbar Etzem Sham, Verov Basar Sha'ala Shvir Kayim, or Basar Chofen Rova Etzem is covering it over. Zevad Mutter, everything's got to be Mutter. Vim La, but if not, then Ze Vize Aser. Then this and that are going to be Aser. He's saying that a type of cut, a break like this, this fracture, that leaves mostly exposed, is like an amputation. So if it happens above the joint, it's going to make the animal trefa. Then not only the broken bone, but also the entire animal is going to be usser. a fracture that leaves the bone mostly covered with flesh is not a big deal, that the entire thing, including this limb, is going to be kosher. Lamata min arkuva, but let's say it's happened below the joint, on the cannon bone, where if it would be amputated over there, it would not make it a treifa, then merova basar kaim, what's the majority of kaim, then it's a mutar, v'im lav, and if not, eva asir behema mutaris. Just the eva is going to be problematic, but the behema itself is going to be fine. Meaning the rest of the behema is totally okay. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel actually argues, bein lebe lebe matar, don't care, above or below, imrova basar kaim, zavaz amutar, v'im lav, and if not, of eva asir behema mutaris. According to him, this exposed fracture is not considered like an amputation, right, because it's almost like eating, they're still intact. So even if the shin bone is broken and it sticks out for the flesh, the animal is not considered a treifa. At the most, the limb itself is going to be usher, and therefore the Mishnah says that the limb is going to be usher, but the rest of the thing is going to be mutter. It's talking about where the fracture of the leg bone, a leg of the leg, both to a fracture of the leg, both above the joint on the shank and below it on the cannon bone will be fine. Maskefla Rav Nachman. Now we ask Akasha what we just said in Shmuel. Shmuel, Yomu Eva Mimenu Mutal Ba'ashmu Mutaris. Of course, people are going to say of this animal, one of its limbs is thrown in the garbage dump and it's going to be mutter. How can we mutter eating this animal? One of its limbs is aser. It has to be chucked. Right, so he comes back at Rav Nachman. L'Rav Nami, according to Rav, also the same thing, the same argument. It's connected to a case where the leg is broken below the joint, and what's going to happen? The same problem. Yomer Aver Mimenu Mutter Ba'Asmo Mutaris. You're going to say that it's one of its limbs is thrown in the garbage. It's going to be mutter. No. So why do you only ask a kasha in Shmuel? Amalei says Hachakami. That's what I'm saying. Aver Shechaya Mimenu Mutter Ba'Asmo Mutaris. According to Shmuel, people will say of this animal that one of its limbs, on which its life depends, is thrown into the garbage. It's going to be mutter. How does that make sense? Since the leg must be severed above this bone and chucked, the animal has the appearance of one whose leg has been amputated above the tarsus while it was alive. So let the it should be us, or at least midarbanan. So people shouldn't think that an animal with an amputated shank is also going to be mutter. So how do you let it? Shalchem itam. So they sent the message from Eretz Yisrael. Hilchus goes to Rav. Hilchus goes to Rav. Hadas shalchem goes to Shmuel. Later they sent the Hilchus like Shmuel. Hadas shalchem goes to Rav. Later they sent the message saying the Hilchus is actually going to Rav. The Aver atzmo mitam b'masa. And they added to that the limb itself is not only usher for eating, but also is going to be give tumah through carrying it, same degree as a nevela, as tumas nevela. Masiv Rav Chista comes against this idea over here. Right, this din over here that they sent back down from Eretz Yisrael, he argues because of a Braisa. The Braisa says that the Mechlokes that's brought on Daf Ayin Beis as whether a Aver Meduldal, right, that... Oh, no, I'm sorry, a limb that's sticking out of the animal from the womb at the time of the Mara Shechita is okay, is spared by the Shechita from getting Tumah of Nevela. The Chachamim argued in the Mishnah that since a treifa that is shechted is free of the Tumah of Nevela, even though it can't be eaten, it follows that the limb sticking out also, the mother of Shechta is also free of Tumah, even though it can't be eaten. And then we say back, lo, no, not true. You can't compare these things, basically, because im tiara shchita treifa, if the shchita of the treifa purifies the animal itself, v'seiver medul dalba, and also is purifying the limb that was detached, or the dangling one from the animal, davar shebeguva, something in the body itself, the tires, the ober, you're going to be tired, the ober, davar sheneguva, isn't the guf? It may say straight up that the shchita is going to be only, it's going to spare the partially detached limb from becoming tumas davela. It doesn't give over, you know, from carrying also, which goes against that which they said in Eretz Yisrael, that didn't keep from Eretz Yisrael. Amalei Rabba said to Rav Chista, Hadure Apirche Lamalach, why do you have to go after refutations or prices that are not known by everyone to find, you know, a way to have a pircha? Also, let's go for Mishnah, because we know that all the Tanaim Amoraim, they all know Mishnayis. They don't necessarily know Braisas. Rashi says, Osuvim Yasnisen. Right, Rashi says right before that, Hadur Apircha lo Suvim Braisa Sheni Yadul Akoda. Not everybody knows the Braisa. Why don't you go from Mishnah Shkura Bebisa Major Shafi Kulam, Tatnan Bover Rotev Kufchav Zaina, Ever Vabasa Mudulam, Nishkota Behima, Ukshur Lakabatoma, Ochen. Alma ain ba tumas nevelas, right? We can see now in the Gemara. Nishchat abehima, if the animal is shechted, hoshchab demea, then the dangling limb and the flesh are now, they're good for tumah, they're mukshah lekabel tumah, because it came into contact with the dam of the animal. Divrei meir, zegzeg meir, shimon omer, lochshu, says no, it is not mukshah for tumah. So why go for a braisa when you can go from a mishnah? Amr lei mastisin ikilitchuya, because you can knock it off. Kiddit dachinan, like we knock it off over there. The Gemara over there actually knocks it off. She says, Elba Pirkin, my hukshru abasar ka'amar, de inami shchita osanipol, ein tuminavela, ein tuminavela abasar, haparish menachai, de gidim atzamas, beinan kidyalaf hasam. So we want to knock it off with something which is. We want to be able to keep it alive with something that we can keep it alive with. That's only going to be with the Braisa. Ki Salik Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera came from Bavel Teretz Yisrael. Atchichil Rav Yirmiya de Yosef Akamel Lel Haishmai. So he's bringing out this idea. Amalei said to him, Yishar, Chin Tegema Ar Yoch B'Bavel. Well done, well said. Yashar Koach and Arich and Bavel also agree like that. Ar Yoch Manu. Who are you talking about? Who's Ar Yoch? Shmuel. V'ham Miflag Palik. What do you mean? Ar Yoch is Shmuel. And he actually argues on this, on what the Mishnah says. And for the Gemara, Hadar Bei Shmuel Gabi the Rav. Shmuel actually changed his mind. He went back on it and he agreed with that which Rav says. Tanu Rabbanan Zokta Heilige Heilige Breis Nishbar Etzav Yatza Luchot. Let's say the bone broke and it pierced through the skin. Im or Ubasa Chofen Etzru. Well, say you have skin and flesh that's covering the majority of it. The Mutter is going to be okay. You can eat it. Vim Lav Aser, if not, it's going to be a sore prohibited. The Kamaruba, what's called rove. Kiyasav Dimar Yochanan, rove of yo means the thickness of it has got to be covered. The Amrila, rove hekefo, and some say it means the greater part of the circumference that's being intact. Amra Papa Hilkach, therefore, for it to be mutar bin rove of yo, ubein rove hekefo, we need to have both of yo and hekefo for it to be good. Amr Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, or harehu kibasa, the skin is like the flesh, which means that if the flesh at some point, at the point where the break happens, was torn from underneath the skin, but the skin is intact and covers the greater part of the thickness and the circumference, then it's like it's covered as well, and therefore it's going to be fine. Amr Leir of Nachman Leula, Velema Mar or Mitzdarif. Labasar, just say that skin can combine with the flesh to cover it. Taha or ubasar katani, because it says a rubasar. Amalei, anan or obasar tanin. I was taught the Braisa saying if skin or flesh cover the grain of it, it's going to be mutter. He could amri, some say amr ulam rabbi yochanan, or mitzdarif labasar. It's mitzdarif. Amalei rab nachman ula, valemamar or mashlim labasar, say it's mashlim lechumra, and which would come out to be more of a chumra. Amalei said to him, "I know uvda yadana. I know of an actual story that this happened. Dahu bar gozla dahava be Rabbi Yitzchak. There was this young pigeon that broke its leg, and they brought to Rabbi Yitzchak to ask what the din is. The orim starif labasar hava, and it was a case of the orim starif labasar, half skin, half of the flesh. V'asal kamei the Rabbi Yochanan v'achshar, and he brought it to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said that it is." That it is kosher. He said that it is actually is good. Amar lei, so he said to Ula, Bar Goza come out. You're talking about a young pigeon? You're bringing the Zariah? Bar Goza, the rakich shiny. Its skin is very soft. That's very different. You can't bring me a raya from that. Since the pigeon's skin is very soft, it's treated like the flesh in reference to this din. The animal's tough hide can't be treated like flesh and therefore cannot. Right? And therefore, the law may be that the skin may only complete a cover that's composed mainly of flesh. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here in the middle of this, but yeah, we shall y'all a great day.